We will start with verse 34. In it, Paul shows us four fundamentals of our faith. The first one is that Jesus died. God did not spare his only son for us. Jesus on the cross bore our sins. He paid the price. We sing sometimes that the wrath of God was satisfied. We have to understand that God is just, and God is a just, the justice of judges. And he needed to judge us from what we did wrong for our transgressions. And someone had to pay the price. And Jesus went and on the cross bore all our transgressions, all the depth that we should bear, he did on the cross. And with it, God, now we can be children of God. By the will of God, we become, once we believe that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is our Savior, we can become, by the will of God, that's powerful, guys. By the will of God, we become children of God, his children. And that's the first point. The second point, and here Paul says, more than that, more than Christ died for us, he has risen to life. Because once he was risen to life, God the Father is basically acknowledging that Jesus' sacrifice is enough, that there's nothing else that can put on top of it. It is finished. You see, our salvation is freely given. It's a gift for us. It's not something that we've done. It's something that God has done. And it's like Jesus saying to the Father, it is finished. And it's God, the Father's going back to the Son, it is finished indeed. So we have to be assured that we are justified. No one can condemn us because Christ paid our price. And that's the second point. The third one is Jesus is at the right hand of God. He is given a position of power. He has power on earth as in heaven. We have to understand that how all magnificent and powerful God is. And the fourth one is that Jesus Christ is interceding for us. As I said, now, by the will of God, we become his children. And Jesus is now our elder brother, say, and he's asking for our Father for us. Can you see that that there's double strength on it? It's not only a random person asking, pleading for us. No, that Jesus that loves us, pleading for the Father, but for us, for the Father who also loves us. And the Holy Spirit is also in it, because it says, as we just read, that the Holy Spirit also intercedes for us and help us how to pray, because we don't know how to pray. But God, the Father, knows our heart, as is written, David said in Psalms. And you have to understand that God is one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is one, and his will is one. And we later on see in verse 28 that God works all things for our good. So he's interceding, he's pleading for us, for our good. But we have to understand something. First of all, this promise is for believers. When I mean the believers, I mean all believers, for everyone. Everyone who becomes a child of God, this is a promise that everything that happens to us through our journey here on earth is for our good. But sometimes this all good, because you see, God's kingdom is an upside down kingdom. So once it's not the good that we expect in the meaning of the world, but it's the good in the meaning of God's good. So if we continue reading Romans 8, 35 to 38, we see some of the examples that Paul gives us. And they're not so good examples as the world sees it. So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? And it's not saying here that this will not happen, because if you continue reading, it says, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. So this is part of Psalms, but Paul is writing it again. So it's just to emphasize that some troubles and tribulations will happen to us. As Jesus said in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that you may have peace in me. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus is with us, is for us. He's interceding for us. He died for us. God gave his son. I'm not a mother, but those who are, or fathers, know that you must love your child. And you're giving your child for someone else. You must love this someone else very much. But you have to understand that nothing that we suffer here can compare to the glory that will be revealed on us. So I want us to take heart, because nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Even when we are passing through horrible things, we know that God is for us. We know that he is with us all the steps, even as it says, in the valley of the shadow of the death, he is for us. And more than that, he takes all these bad things that can happen through our journey for our good. So how can it be for our good? How can Jesus dying on the cross be for our good? Do you understand that he takes what's supposed to be a horrible thing and he makes it in a way for us, for our good, for our glorification, sanctification, for us to be closer to him? Because we don't know, but we know that God knows. We know that whatever we're passing through is for our good, and we pray that we may endure and we may continue keep firm in his hands to continue with him through our journey. And there's, what can we do then? We can fight a good fight with our armor, as it says in Ephesians, and we can go and read God's word, the Bible, or sermons, or but try first the Bible, so we can know God, know whom we serve, who God is, and we know this by knowing him, by reading his word, and by praying, asking the Holy Spirit to help us, because we don't know how to pray, but with him we can, even if there's no words that we can say when we pray, we're just groaning, but we are having a relationship with God. I pray that we can rejoice always. I'm paraphrasing Paul now. And we can pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. So I just pray that we may not always understand what we are passing through, but we may know that all things, even the wretched things, are working for our good. And obviously the good thing is as well, but we have to understand that in everything that happens, God is sovereign, God is powerful, God is above, and God controls everything, especially in the believer's life, in his child life. I just want us to take heart and know that this promise, that all things, even the bad things, works for our good. That's what I pray.